Hey guys, let's talk about two really important things in order to have the greatest life. One is healing from your past, and two is being able to have the confidence and the skills to rebuild your future. Right now, I'm offering an amazing bundle deal, which includes both of my online courses. First, we're going to get into my 9-week online course, and this course is all about emotional healing. We're going to tackle every wound you could ever possibly have, from abandonment to trust issues, and we're going to learn what triggers us in life, how those wounds show up, and how we can begin actually healing them. Most people really want to heal from their past, but they just don't know how to, and they stay stuck in programs and doing courses and reading material, but never fully move on from the experiences that they've been through. Next, we're going to get into my new boot camp, and the boot camp is a fabulous opportunity for you to really start rebuilding your future. We're going to be tackling every aspect of life, whether that's career, finances, friendships, love, dating, confidence, relationships, everything that you've ever wanted in your life, really understanding what does it mean to reprogram your mind? What does it mean to go after the things that you really, really desire? Having the motivation, not procrastinating, having the confidence to talk to people, and really create the life that you've always wanted to live. So take advantage right now of this offer. I will link everything below, and I hope you enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. This week, I want to dive into narcissistic relationships, and really what I want to talk about is the things that people typically do wrong when they are trying to get over this person. So I want to go over those, and then I want to also give you the good feedback, which is what should you be doing to actually help yourself move on from this relationship. So let's get right into it. Now, the number one rule when you are ending a relationship with someone who's narcissistic is going no contact. We hear that all the time. No contact, no contact. Now, there are certain situations and relationships where you can't. So, you know, if you have to co-parent with someone, then you're not able to not see them ever again. You're going to have to co-parent, and probably for a really long time. But for the people that don't have those situations, the ones that make the biggest mistakes are the ones that leave the door open. These are the people that will engage with the person who's narcissistic, or the abusive person, the toxic partner, or whatever. They'll engage over text message. They'll answer the phone call. They'll have sex with them. They'll kind of keep the window open. And this allows for you to stay on this hamster wheel, because the more you engage, the more you're going to want to try again, or the minute they begin love bombing you, you're going to fall right back into that cycle and into that trap, and you're just going to keep going around and around. Now, if you are a person that is not keeping the window open, the door open, you have closed it shut tight, you never want it to open ever again because you know what's on the other side of that door, then one of the first mistakes that most people make is they give themselves unrealistic expectations of how this healing process actually goes. And what I mean by that is you are not ending a relationship with a normal partner. You are not ending this marriage or this long-term relationship or even short-term relationship with your typical person. And a lot of people are not going to understand what you're going through. And you cannot judge the time frame on how long it's going to take you based on this being a normal breakup, because it's not a normal breakup. There are many things that come out of ending this type of relationship. Low self-esteem, you were gaslighted, you were probably emotionally abused, psychologically abused. Especially if they've just jumped ship and gotten into another relationship, then you have to deal with the ramifications of that. So there's been a lot of things that you have gone through over the course of this relationship. Lying, cheating, you know, your partner basically wearing a mask and pretending to be something that they're not, and all of a sudden the mask goes away and you see an absolute demon in front of you. All of that very much messes with a person, and it's not a normal breakup where you can just say, okay, I just don't like you anymore, we're just really not meant to be, let's part ways. And even those relationships aren't always easy to end and to heal from and to get over, right? That's why breakups are not fun, but this is magnified. This is like times 10. So giving yourself unrealistic expectations is only going to hurt you, because what happens is when you think that you should be done with this in 6 months or 2 months or whatever, and all of a sudden you still have stuff that's coming up, you're going to always judge those feelings that you still have because you haven't healed them yet, and it just takes time. And instead of judging them, you should actually be doing what you should be doing, which is validating the feelings, learning how to parent yourself, learning how to soothe yourself so you can really move on from this past relationship. the more you, and this kind of goes into the next thing, the more you don't allow yourself to really grieve this relationship and this person and who you thought this person was, and now they're not this person, or they were playing a character the whole time, or the fact that they confessed their love to you and stood up at your wedding and, you know, told everyone that you were their soulmate and you were so happy and all of this stuff. This whirlwind romance, or, you know, even a long-term marriage that lasted whatever, 25, 30 years, what have you, to now see this person just moving on so quickly as if your relationship never existed and they really didn't love you. And then of course, when they start saying things like, I never really did love you, I actually made a mistake, this wasn't what I wanted, this is what I want, like all of those types of things, it just kind of magnifies that low self-esteem. It just really hits that wound really deeply. And so if you're not aware of any of this stuff, these relationships can really break you down. They can cause you to have a breakdown. They can cause you to be scared to move on. They can cause you to be bitter, to be angry, to be, you know, untrusting of other people. And it can really debilitate your life and hurt you in such a negative way if you choose to let it, if you don't know how to properly heal from what it is that you've been through. One of the first things is allowing yourself to feel, allowing yourself to grieve, allowing yourself to feel the anger, the sadness, and the hopefulness, and then the happiness that it's over, and then going back to sadness. And like any breakup, of course, it is a roller coaster of going up and down with your emotions on how it is that you really do feel, but being gentle and sympathetic and giving yourself compassion, empathy while you are going through all of this is so, so important. And where I see a lot of people going wrong is when they judge themselves. When I get the phone call of, it's been 6 months, it's been 3 months, why am I still thinking about this? The reason why is because you just didn't know, you didn't have the tools that you needed to be able to really handle what it is that you went through, because what it is that you went through is not like anything else you've ever experienced in your life. The next thing that most people do when they're ending this kind of relationship and it really hurts them is they become obsessed. They become obsessed with their partner. They become obsessed with trying to figure out, you know, why they are the way they are, why they did what they did. They're Googling, they're doing all that stuff. And don't get me wrong, I think educating yourself is 1,000% something that everyone should be doing. I mean, quite frankly, they should be teaching this stuff in school, mental health, disorders, all of that stuff. But I digress. But you know, you obsessing and checking social media and on some levels, like wanting this person to come back and just like kind of ruminating with these thoughts, it doesn't allow you to have control over your life. And I think a lot of the times when we do this, it's because we're quite frankly just trying to make sense of something. We're trying to make sense of what it is that we went through. And there is no making sense of this, because this is not a normal, typical breakup. This wasn't a normal relationship. This wasn't a healthy human being. This was something very, very different. So you're never going to get water from a rock. You're never going to get a black and white answer to this. You're going to learn things. You'll start to kind of put the pieces together a little bit where it starts to make sense. But a big part of this is obviously going to be within yourself. You know, like, what do you learn about yourself? What were the lessons that you took of this? And it isn't, we can't trust people, or I saw that red flag and I didn't do anything about it, and look, I'm an idiot. Like, it's none of those things. It's really learning about your wounds, your past, how you can love yourself better, how you can have better standards, and just taking care of yourself for your future. Ladies, you know how hard it is to find the right hair products for our hair. I can never find a shampoo and conditioner that works well for me. I have tried so many products and nothing seems to be quite right for my hair. But lately I have been using Gemist. I took their 2-minute quiz and they matched me with the best shampoo and conditioner I've ever used. Is it magic? Nope, it's actually just science. Did I mention Gemist is a woman-owned company started by Allison Haar? She is a mom of two, a dog mom, and a Harvard grad. We have some serious girl boss stuff right here. It is easier than ever to try these products and they are delivered straight to your door. So please try Gemist risk-free. It is easy and it comes with free returns within 30 days. If you are ready to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, my listeners can give Gemist a try and get 20% off their shampoo and conditioner subscription. Just visit Gemist.com to get your personalized recommendation and enter Thrive at checkout for 20% off your subscription and free 2-day shipping.
That is Gemmist, GEMMIST.com, and enter code THRIVE at checkout to get the best hair of your life.
Now, when the person that is going through this breakup, if they're not obsessing about their partner and trying to figure them out and like put them in like a box and everything, they're either blaming themselves. And so self-blame is probably one of the next things that most people do. And again, they do it because they're just trying to make sense of a situation. So they'll diagnose someone, they'll say, okay, I understand why this person is the way they are. I know their background, I know their history. I do think they have narcissistic tendencies. I don't care if they have NPD or not. I just deem them as not being someone that's right for me or healthy. So, but they still couldn't love me. And so I guess the problem's me. So it's like logically you understand these things, but your heart still hurts. And so you're trying to find something or someone to blame for the pain that you've gone through. And when you can't fully put the blame on someone else, you then flip it and put it on yourself. These are usually the people that I have, you know, calls with, or I'm chatting with on DMs and stuff like that. And they immediately start the sentence with, well, I know I have issues too. Well, I know I wasn't perfect. And they just want to put some kind of blame, most of the blame on themselves so they can feel better, because that gives them a sense of control that if I was the problem, then I can fix me and I can prevent this from happening again. You know, and I think it's so important to reiterate this, is that you can't rationalize what it is that you went through. You can't try to make sense of something that really just doesn't make sense. And you can chop it up to, okay, I have wounds and I attracted this person, or you can chop it up to, I just have crappy luck and I attracted this into my world. But for me, I was never trying to do either. I was trying to figure out and learn as much as I can about myself so I could be better. That was all I ever really wanted, was about obviously learning about external things. You know, what is emotional abuse? What is gaslighting? What is this? What is that? To protect myself. But I wanted to learn about not just what I did wrong in the relationship or how could I have done something better, and have that kind of like self-evaluation, but what even attracted me to this person? What was I yearning for? Did I actually have high standards? Did I know what I really wanted in a partner? And I think the beauty of going through this terrible experience that sometimes we have to go through is you actually can gain a lot. Not actually, you will gain, if you choose to do the work, you will gain a lot of great stuff having gone through this pain. And that was my thing. I was like, look, if I have to go through all this pain, I need to be getting something from this. And so I wanted to learn what were the golden nuggets of what it is that I was going through. For me, the absolute first thing that I learned was I was capable of really loving. And I knew I was always a loving person, but I mean, I was capable of actually 100% being me, being vulnerable, sharing my stories, the ones that I was shameful of, the ones that I was embarrassed about, things from my past, the fact that I wasn't perfect, you know, really wholeheartedly going into this relationship as my authentic self and letting someone really see me for the very first time. I had never done that before. And so for me, that was actually a great thing. And I know a lot of people will look at it like, you know, this was the first relationship that I felt comfortable in and I felt safe. And, you know, we had this great connection and I really thought that this was going to be it. And they said, you know, I was their soulmate. And I really thought that this person was my soulmate. I really, really believed that. And then all of a sudden everything changed and this person became something that they weren't in the beginning, and everything got taken away from me, or I ended the relationship because I couldn't take it anymore and I was going through too much suffering and pain. What you take away is that you actually had a capability to let everything down, let all of your walls down, and really be in a relationship with someone else and show someone who you are. That's a beautiful thing, because now you know what it actually feels like for you to be in that place. I think another really huge thing that people do completely wrong is taking everything that this person did or is still doing, if you have to co-parent with them, personally. When you think that someone not being able to be who you wanted them to be has anything to do with you, you're mistaken. When you think someone's backlash and relentless behavior and abusive behavior has anything to do with you, you're mistaken. So understanding that and really grasping that concept is going to be huge towards your recovery, because then you won't react to everything. You'll just start responding, or you'll just start seeing things for what they are and not take everything so personally, where again, your emotions get the best of you, and then it starts creating stories, and then you just get entangled in this negativity and this unhealthy drama. I think one of the healthiest things that anyone can do if they are coming out of this type of relationship is understand that what's going to really help you to heal is going to be your mind. Your mindset is going to be everything. It's what you're going to choose to believe. It's what you're going to choose to focus on. If you choose to focus on the wrong things, it will take you down a rabbit hole and you will stay stuck there, or it will be really, really hard for you to get yourself out of it. If you understand that you were in this unhealthy relationship and now this time is for you to rebuild, is for you to learn how to take care of yourself, is to learn about your past, learn about your wounds, learn about standards, learn about boundaries. Like, this is what we're always talking about on this channel, and everything that I teach all my clients surround these major topics. If you learn how to really rebuild yourself and not just rebuild your life to go on and live your best life, because quite frankly, you can't live your best life if you're not in the right mindset. So mindset is really going to be the main factor. If you choose to look at everything that you went through as this was the love of your life, this was the best thing that ever happened to you, or even if you know it wasn't a great relationship, that this was supposed to be the marriage that I stayed in for 40 years, and you create such a story that you really lost something, then you will stay stuck and you will continue to keep grieving and grieving. Even though logically you understand that this person wasn't right for you, that you wouldn't have been happy in this relationship, but if you choose to believe that this was the connection, this was your soulmate, and now you're a victim of circumstance and now they changed, and you know, poor you, because you got dealt a crappy hand, you're never going to take control of your life. You're never going to learn the lessons, and you're never going to be able to move on and rebuild in a healthy way. If you understand that the way life works is you have certain lessons that you have to learn, and sometimes the lessons don't come with an easy test. Sometimes they come with a lot of pain, because maybe that's the only way you could really learn something, is for you to actually get shooken by it. Now, it stinks that we have to learn things and it comes with a bucket load of pain, but that's life. And life isn't going to always hand us these teeny tiny little lessons wrapped up in a pretty bow. They're going to give us some hard things that we have to deal with and go through. And, you know, mirrors where we have to look at ourselves and understand other people and learn things that we didn't know before, that is going to equal your growth. But again, it'll equal your growth if you choose to look at it that way. So to really do this in the best way is focus on you, focus on your future. Don't spend any energy, you know, ruminating on the past. Use that energy to focus on what it is that I want in my future and how can I get there. Working on your self-esteem, working on your self-worth, a huge piece. Working on really attracting, and not just attracting, but creating the life that you want to live. And the life that we all want to live is just a life of happiness, right? Like, we all want to be happy. You can be happy in any moment at any point in time if you decide to make that your mission, your goal. You know, I'm not going to settle for allowing myself to stew too long in misery or anger or whatever. And I'm going to decide that life's short. You know, I don't want to be bitter. I want to move on, but understand that you are human and there are going to be times where you are going to feel anger and you are going to feel fear and you are going to feel out of control. All of those things are perfectly normal. And I think that's the balance, is feeling everything that you need to feel, understanding where it's coming from. And we always talk about self-parenting in every single video, understanding where it's coming from, but then not allowing yourself to sit too long in a space that's not going to actually bring you to where you want to be.
So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.